Hello, everybody. How are you all doing? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you are listening to this. And welcome to another episode of the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. And I would just like to say thank you for those who listened to the last week's episode. Thank you for those who have been a constant, constant followers and listeners of this podcast. I appreciate you. You guys are doing well. And if you're new to the podcast, hello, welcome. How are you doing? I would love to know you. I would love to hear about you. I would love to know what you think about this episode. So if you are using the Anchor app, you can always send me a voice message, or you can just, reach out to me via my social media platforms. On Instagram and Twitter, my handle is at Daniel Briggs. And without further ado, let's do further. Okay, guys, so today I am going to be talking to you, or we are going to be looking through together as I talk, about the concept of purpose and how it can be oppressive in and of its own way. Now, I'm not going to be totally defining purpose. I am going to be talking, assuming that whosoever is listening to this knows about purpose to a particular extent. At least you can define purpose. You can say, oh, purpose is generally taken to be seen as this or that. You understand? So, like, I'm going to be talking about purpose in another episode. I'm not sure if it's going to be the next episode after this one, probably, but I'm not sure. But today I'm just going to be talking about how determining your purpose or finding your purpose can lead to personal oppression. You understand? It's not a systematic oppression. It's not racial oppression or anything like that. It's not even like as if those who have found their purpose are trying to oppress you. But finding purpose in and of itself can lead you to a state of oppression. You understand? Oppression generally is defined by, trying to keep something or somebody down unjustly. You understand? Trying to limit somebody, trying to, taking away their rights, taking away the potential for them to grow and everything. You understand? Just basically keeping them down unjustly. You understand? But oppression is also a feeling. Apart from it being an action, it's also an emotion, you understand? Or it's also a state of emotion. It's a state of emotion where you feel sad or gloomy, where you feel like, as if, things are not working out well for you, or where you feel like there's way too much burden associated with something concerning you. And that thing, the burden that comes with that thing, is hindering you from being able to do what you're supposed to do or what you think you should be able to do. So, now, following those definitions, you understand, how can finding purpose be oppressive in and of itself? Because finding purpose is usually when you look into the dictionary, purpose can be seen, is basically seen as a reason, you understand? Reason for a conversation, reason for doing something, a goal to be reached, you understand? But usually when people talk about purpose, it is not in terms of goals, because you can create goals for yourself without finding a bigger sense of purpose in them. You can create goals for yourself without finding, for instance, now, take for instance, I have a goal that I'm going to finish a book. You understand? That finishing a book does not translate to I have found the purpose for my life. Finishing an entire album of a particular artist, new album release, writing down stuff, those are goals, you understand? Oh, by tomorrow morning or by tomorrow evening, I want to be done with so. Or I have a to-do list and by the end of the day, I want to be done with these things. Those are goals, you understand? But they do not necessarily translate to a larger sense of purpose or a larger realization of purpose for your life. So usually when people talk about purpose, they are talking about the meaning of life, you understand? Meaning for why they exist. Which is such a huge question, and it is not something to be rushed into at all. It is not something, there are many factors that you have to take into consideration for determining what your purpose is in life, you understand? But one thing that always ends up with purpose, or one thing you always end up hearing about purpose, is that purpose involves you giving value. You understand? Purpose involves you giving value. And so that's quite understandable. It's not like as if we are dumb or anything. It's not like as if we don't understand these basic concepts. We do. We understand these basic concepts. In fact, we've told people about this basic concept. One might even call us propagators of these basic concepts, you understand. We've preached them before for some of us. But in the end, many of us are still on a quest to find purpose for life, you understand. What exactly am I supposed to do with my life? What exactly is my life supposed to amount to, you understand? You hear, don't chase happiness. Okay, I remember a story. I'm not sure whether it's true. I never bothered to check whether it's true because the story always sounded bogus to me. A story about a man whose name I cannot remember, and he was in a classroom. I think he was 10 years old at the time, and he was in a classroom, and his teacher asked all of them to write what do they want to be in life. While everybody was writing doctor, lawyer, transformer, mechanic, a shovel, and a different kind of things, because some people, that's their goal in life. Don't mind me. So another kind of things, he wrote he wants to be happy. Now let that sink in a little bit. His goal in life, or what he determined his purpose in life to be or to do, was to be happy. And his teacher was like, that is quite unrealistic, you understand, and quite true. But here's what he said. He said, that means you don't understand happiness. And I've seen many people, you know, take that story and go on, you understand. And, you know, when you ask them, do you say, what do you want to do with your life? Or what do you want to be in life? They'll tell you, I want to be happy, you understand. So, and that has created a trend of, you know, many people chasing after happiness. In other words, chasing after every single thing that will make them happy. But the truth of life is this, things that will make you happy are not always the right things for you. For instance, now, if you take a antidepressant, and this is me using, you know, tush words to represent these drugs. You know, you take a drug that basically makes you go high. You understand? You lose yourself, you lose your inhibitions, you know, you are chill, you are free, you're easygoing, you understand? You don't feel like as if you are cooked up in a box anymore. So you can easily, you know, join in conversations. You can easily do things and all that kind of things. Yeah. But here's the thing. When you're in that state, you can make decisions that will have lasting negative effect for a while. Some decisions that will not, you know, like I've heard stories of girls who have been raped simply because, you know, they were high and everything. And that's not to say it was their fault, because rape is always deplorable no matter where or in what circumstance it happens. But you understand, like, it's reasonable to think that some things could have been avoided if you hadn't done some things or indulged in some things. You understand? So, like, always chasing the next thing that is going to make you happy will not guarantee you a fulfilling life, simply because you have to always deny negativity. And here's one truth in life. Negativity is always going to be part of your life. So denying it is denying reality. You have to manage negativity. You have to manage the negative part of your life. You have to manage disappointments. You have to manage failures. You have to manage feeling oppressed. You understand? Because in your sense of, in your search for purpose, in search of what you think you should be doing at this point in your life, you're 23, you're 24, you're 19, you're 15, you're 42, and you're still wondering, have I lived a fulfilling life? Have I lived a life that, if I die right now, it's a life that no matter what regret I have, it's a life that can cancel out those regrets. You understand? And it gets overwhelming. It gets overwhelming. And from that sense of overwhelming, you start to feel oppressed, especially when you start to see other people that seem like as if they are working in line with their purpose. You understand? You start to see, like, you see other people, there are people I know who are working in line with their purpose. And, you know, sometimes it gets me wondering, like, okay, how are you sure this is what you're supposed to be doing? You understand? How are you sure what you're doing is having impact? How are you sure you're giving the value you're supposed to be giving? Because see, as human beings, we are multidimensional, and we can give so much value to so many different people. But it doesn't mean that every single type of value we can be given is the type of value we should be giving to people. For instance, now, like, let's say for instance somebody who can teach, somebody who can sing, you know, sing meaningful songs, somebody who can write great movies or great stories or things like that, all these things carry value with them and can give value to so many people, right? But it doesn't mean that that person should give value relating to all of those things. Sometimes you need to focus on one, you understand? And many people nowadays, especially young people, we are multi-passionate, you understand? We are passionate in various forms. We are passionate about various things. We are skillful in various things, you understand? We keep on gathering skills, gathering experiences, gathering capabilities, and all these things. And maybe because we are able to absorb so much information and be able to let ourselves be able to do more, we feel a sense of void, or we feel a sense of overwhelmingness, because it gets to a question of, okay, how do all these things tie in to finding my purpose? How do all these things tie into making me sure that, okay, what you're doing right now is what you're supposed to be doing and not something else? Many people have always been telling us, oh, your purpose is supposed to do this, your purpose is supposed to do this, your purpose is supposed to do this. Many people see purpose in various forms. Many see purpose in basically just giving value. Some of us still think purpose in terms of career, you understand? Some of us think of purpose in terms of family, you understand? Some people believe it's their purpose to build families. Some people, their purpose to, you know, have 15 children. Some people think it's their purpose to go to the moon, you understand? So many people have these ideas that there is this one particular thing that they are supposed to do, which is, you know, which is supposed to give them the meaning for their life. And when I say meaning for their life, it means what the journey of their life is supposed to amount to. And I think there's a misconception with purpose that many people always think about. Purpose should not have to do, or I think purpose doesn't have to do with an end goal. Now, it will lead to a goal, yes, but purpose is not a goal. Purpose is a journey. Purpose is a journey. And, you know, because we are always thinking about the end game, we are always thinking about the finish line, the journey seems very, very arduous. This journey seems very, very difficult to go through. And that's because I think our sense of purpose in and of itself is faulty. It's faulty. So you, like I said before, you have so many skills, you've gathered so many things, you are able to do a lot, you understand? And then you start to think, exactly how do I make all of these things work for me? How do I work in line with purpose? Because in the end, no matter what it is your purpose is in life, you still have to do a couple of things. Number one, you still have to make money. You still have to make money. Money opens doors. Truly, it does. Money opens doors. Even the gospel requires money, you understand? The gospel requires people to give unto it so that, you know, people can, we can carry the gospel over into many other nations and many other places. Money is required. Money is required for you to get a good house. Money is required for you to secure a good standard of living. Money is required for you to help a couple of people, you understand? But as much as money is not the goal of life, and as much as money is not what you should be chasing up and down, it is required. So if we say money, making money will not satisfy, making money will not give you a sense of purpose, what exactly would? Because here's the thing. When you say you want to make money, there are many ways you can make money, fraudulent and legal alike. You can put the skills you have currently with you into so many forms, into so many uses to make money for you, you understand? To get that dough, you understand? But here's the thing with money. The more you have, the less satisfying it is, because you keep thinking, okay, you keep thinking in terms of wanting money will satisfy is needs, you understand? Wants. Needs and wants. And one thing we've learned from economic class is that human want is innumerable. Human wants is infinite. You will always want something useful or non-useful. No matter how much of a minimalist you even try to make yourself, you will want something always, you understand? Even your minimalism, you still have nonsense wants. You still have wants that meet no purpose of or give no meaning, but they are wants and they are to be satisfied most of the time. So if you decide to make money a goal, you decide to make money your requirements for purpose in life, you'll find that at some point, the struggle to make money is making you not live life. And okay, let's say you start making that money. You are making that money, but it still isn't giving you a sense of fulfillment that a sense of purpose is supposed to give you. And factoring all this in, it can become a great burden on you, because you start wondering, where exactly have I been doing all these years? Where exactly am I going to be doing in the next few years? And then people don't even make it better, because somebody will come along and ask you, what are you doing with your life? Somebody will come along and ask you, what are your plans for the next 5 years? In the next 5 years, 10 years, where do you see yourself? Which is a terrible question in the first place. It gives the impression that you can control every single aspect and journey of your life, which you cannot. So, and that's also another thing that makes finding purpose very oppressive, because you keep thinking, okay, if I find my purpose, if I say this thing is my purpose, it should stay constant forever, right? It should stay constant forever. So, how do I know it will stay constant despite the fact that I cannot control what direction life takes me? Now, what do I mean by that? It's simply this: you can't control every single event in your life. You cannot determine that every single business you start is going to be a success. You cannot determine that every single skill you determine to acquire, you will be useful for you. You understand? You cannot determine that every single course you register for, every single online course you apply to, will, you know, give you the value you want. So, how do I know that my purpose is this, and how do I become sure my purpose is this when I cannot even be sure of whether the next day I will eat jollof rice in the afternoon like I have planned? What if I end up taking garri and granuts simply because I woke up in the morning, something happened, so many things to do, and then I am so tired now I cannot cook the jollof rice, so now I'll just settle for garri, granuts, no sugar, cold water, and then just go to sleep so that I can rest. You understand? If I can't guarantee that, what makes me think I can guarantee the next 5 years or the next 3 years? You understand, that kind of thing. And if I cannot guarantee up to that point, what makes me think that I can guarantee that what I say my purpose is will remain constant? So it can be very, very oppressive, because when you keep thinking about all these things and you keep thinking about all these factors, keep putting all these factors in, you become unable to do things. You become unable to push forward as fast as you should be able to. You become unable to take big steps as much as you should be able to. So, how do you reconcile all these things and then bring yourself out of this oppression? Because, like I said, the oppression of purpose is not purpose itself oppressing you. Purpose itself should not be oppressive. Purpose itself is enabling, you understand? It enables, it gives you a sense of purpose, it gives a sense of value and worth to your life and the things that you have acquired. The Bible says, Jesus Christ in the Bible said that the worth of a man, the worth and value of the life of a man cannot be measured in the things he owns. So in other words, your purpose cannot be in how many houses you end up buying or building. It cannot be in the sense of how much is in your bank, you understand? Even though your ego might be tied to your bank account, it still is not where your concept of purpose should be from. Which says something. The sense of purpose is not materialistic in nature. It's not materialistic in nature. It is internal. It is not career in nature. It is internal. Because if you have if your sense of purpose is internal, that means it will direct how you look at decision. It will direct how your perception to the world. It will direct your perception to the world. It will direct how you view things, how you view opportunities, how you view relationships and all those kind of things. Simply because it is internal. It is not dependent on whether you are making as much as you want to right now. It is not dependent on whether you are not making as much as you want to right now. It is solely dependent on an internal factor which can be based off anything. You understand? It can be based off, okay, maybe not anything, can be based off a couple of things, but purpose is internal. You understand? Purpose is internal. Okay, so now realizing how the fickleness of life's transactions are, realizing how simple and how easy it is to get off track in life, you wonder exactly, where am I going with this? You understand? Where am I? Is this taking me? You understand? What value would I give? Am I even giving value in the first place? Because if you keep thinking of purpose as an avenue to give value, in the end, you need to ask yourself that question. Am I even giving value in the first place? And if I'm giving value, am I giving the right kind of value? If I'm giving the right kind of value, am I giving it to the right kind of people? And they call it knowing your niche, you understand? Knowing your niche. But it gets very, very frustrating. Like, it gets very, very tiring because it takes a lot of thought. It takes a lot of consideration. You have to put so much into factor, you understand? And half of these things are useless. Let's not lie, they are useless. So, how do you transit from a place where you are feeling overwhelmed with finding purpose, overwhelmed with determining purpose and knowing whether you are constantly working in line with your purpose? How do you transition from that state of mind, from that state of being, to a much more healthy state of being where sometimes you will probably not be confirmed in your purpose, you'll probably not be sure of whether you are working in line with purpose, but you still be, how should I put it, you still be comfortable, you still be assured in a little way, you understand? And I think it has to do with something. It has to do with stopping one particular thing that I think kills a lot of people. And this is this: you need to stop looking at purpose from the aspect of the big picture. Everybody always look at things from the aspect of the big picture, which is required. It is necessary, you understand? But I think if you are going to say, okay, this is something that is going to be leading how I direct my life, purpose is supposed to give your life meaning, right? Purpose is supposed to be that one thing of value that is constant in your life that constantly validates you, because that is what purpose is supposed to do. When somebody asks, you know, what is the purpose for my life? And what am I doing in my life? What did God create me to do? It is simple. The person is simply asking, why should my life be considered valuable? You understand? Why should my life be considered valuable? So if you're looking at it in terms of big pictures, you tend to easily become overwhelmed simply because it's a big picture. The moment you lose focus of the big picture, everything else is blurred out. You lose track of the plan, you lose track of the trajectory and all those things. Everything is blurred out. So the best thing to do is stop looking at purpose from a direction of big pictures and start looking at purpose from a direction of a journey. And one thing about journey is you cannot tell where the middle is going to be. You cannot tell where the ending is going to be. You only know your start and then you improvise as you go. Sincerely, I don't think there's any journey that anybody knows is mapped out, except if you want to start talking about destiny, which the next episode I'm going to be talking about purpose, I'm going to be talking about destiny alongside whether both are the same, where they align, or if they align at all. So, like I was saying, except you want to start looking at things from the perspective of destiny, no journey is mapped up. Nobody's life is mapped out perfectly where this is supposed to happen, this is supposed to happen, this is supposed to happen. Sure, you might have one or two events that are supposed to happen for some specific type of people, you understand? We see this in the Bible. Joseph, for instance, David, for instance, Is it Jeroboam? There are many examples like that in the Bible. We see that, okay, these things are supposed to happen in their lives for a particular purpose, for a bigger picture, right? But those things that happened in their lives were actually not big picture things. They were small picture things. They were things that were part of their journeys, you understand? And they still had to walk in line with that journey. They still had to walk in line with that journey. So it's simple. It's basically this. Look at purpose from the perspective of a journey. If purpose is from the perspective of a journey, then you don't have to worry about what kind of colors are supposed to be used to paint the big picture. What kind of, you know, you don't have to worry about what particular type of career you should be working in line with for your purpose. Because a purpose is, my pastor taught something. He said, purpose is not unique. In other words, the purpose I have is not different from the purpose Buhari has. It's not different from the purpose Selema has. It's not different from the purpose Tobo has. Each and every single one of us has the same purpose. But it is the person who has the purpose that is unique. So I am different from Tobo. I am different from Buhari. I am different from Selema. I am different from Anolua. I am different from various other people. Understand? I am unique in the sense that I am me. But all of us, our purpose in life is, you know, the same. It's not unique. And we want to know what I think that purpose is, I would advise you go and read Pastor Aaron's book. It is termed Purposefully Accurately. You understand? Purposefully. So it's on Okada Books, and you know, maybe you can just, you know, I think visit his site or something to know how to order the book or anything. It's a great book, it's a great read. Sincerely, you will be blessed. So, like I was saying, you understand, purpose is not unique. So it doesn't matter what career it is that you go into, you understand? It doesn't matter whether you be a doctor or you be a counselor. If purpose is not unique, it means no matter what career path you choose, you can fulfill that purpose, which makes things a little bit easier. It makes things a little bit easier to think about, because if it is not hinged on what career I take, and it is not hinged on how much I make, and it is not hinged on what country I live, and it is not hinged on a big picture where I have to determine the portrait size or the canvas size, where I have to determine the color palettes, what color to use, where to start from on the board, where to start from in this thing, what kind of brush to use, and all those kind of things. All I know is that I'm going to end up creating a picture. You understand? It's a journey, you understand? I'm just going to end up creating a beautiful picture. So throughout that journey, I use colors. I use different colors. You understand? Colors that speak to me. Colors that help me feel more confident about fulfilling my own purpose. So, which means I get to determine my career. I get to determine what platform I use to give value to people's lives. You understand? I get to determine all those things, which makes things easier because I no longer have to worry about the uncertainty of tomorrow, because my purpose is simplified now. My purpose is part of my journey. My purpose is part of that uncertainty. That uncertainty, that not knowing about tomorrow, that not knowing about what I should be doing, that not knowing about where I should be right now. My purpose is part of all that. My purpose is part of all that journey. You understand? My purpose, maybe I do not know the full terms and conditions for my purpose right now, but it gets fleshed out throughout that journey. I hope you understand so far. It gets fleshed out throughout that journey. So it is not a big picture kind of thing now. It is a journey perspective. My purpose is part of my journey. You understand? My purpose is not the end goal. My purpose is part of the journey. And in that journey, there's always an end goal, right? So if I am constantly fulfilling purpose throughout the journey, if my journey is constantly me living according to purpose, you understand? Then thinking about purpose becomes simpler because I don't have to think about it in a grand way. I can think about it in simple things, you understand? So I can find purpose in the little things. And from those little things, I can flesh out overall the terms and conditions for my purpose. I can flesh out overall what the general definition of my purpose is supposed to be. So I no longer have to worry about it being something big. I don't have to worry about blowing in life. I don't have to worry about whether my purpose is to build a mega church. I don't have to worry about whether my purpose is to become a CEO. I don't have to think about whether my purpose is to create jobs for millions of people. my job, I can find purpose in the simple things of life as I go through the journey of my life. And with that, I become more fulfilled simply because every single day I have internalized it that I am walking according to purpose. So life seems like less of a rush. Life seems like less of a burden. Life seems like less of a hurdle, and I am less oppressed in my thoughts. I am less oppressed in my perspective. I am less oppressed in my operations. I am less oppressed in my relationships simply because my purpose is part of my journey. My purpose doesn't necessarily have to be a big thing, a big grand thing. My purpose can be simplified. My purpose can be actualized in everyday life. It doesn't have to be a grand picture. So that's basically it. So it matters how you view purpose, you understand? If you continue to view purpose as, you know, something that is multifactored, you understand? If you continue to view purpose as something that is multifactored all the time, you can get suppressed and oppressed in your thoughts, and which will hinder your action and hinder what you do with your life. You understand? Because you should be able to dictate what you do with your life. You should be able to dictate, except if you think that you are destined for something, which, again, not the subject of this particular episode, but again, just remember, think about purpose in simplified terms. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be a big thing, you understand? Your purpose can be something simple that creates a big thing. Something very, very simple that creates a big thing. Simple as that, you understand? Simple, but creates a big thing. Remember, simple, but creates a big thing. So, no longer do you need to feel weighed down that you are not living according to purpose. No longer do you need to feel weighed down that your purpose is not being actualized. Or no longer do you need to feel oppressed about the fact that it seems other people are walking in line with purpose, and it seems so simple to them, and it seems so straightforward to them. You can also get there, you understand? And it's a day-by-day thing. It's not a one-time thing, it's a day-by-day thing. Find purpose in the little things you do, in the little things that you are able to, you know, give into people's life. Find value in every day. Give value to one person, and that one person will grow to two people, that two people will grow to five people, that five people will grow to seven, that seven will grow to 15. And before you know it, you are living according to purpose, constantly giving value to other people, helping other people also be able to give value to other people. Because the entire world is a community, you understand? And we all have a hand in everybody's life. We all have a hand in being our brother's keepers. We all have a hand in, you know, creating a better society for each and every single one of us. So that's basically it. So we have come to the end of today's episode. Thank you very much for sticking with me so far, and I hope this episode helped you figure things out and help you, you know, come into better understanding of things. I would love to hear from you. You understand, if you have questions, if you need a little more clarity on today's subject, if you are using the Anchor app, you can just send me a voice message using the Anchor app, or you can send me a DM on my social media handles. For IG and Twitter, it's the same thing. It's at Daniel Briggs. Briggs is spelled B-R-I-G-G-Z, at Daniel Briggs. Or you can send me an email, you understand? I'll respond to whatever, wherever you reach out to me. My email is altdanbriggs. Alt is A-L-T, Dan, D-A-N, Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-Z, altdanbriggs@gmail.com. So thank you very much again for sticking with me so far. I hope this episode helped you. I hope it brought things into perspective for you, and I hope it helped you, you know, come into a much more stable and healthy state of mind. You can go back and listen to this episode again if you need to. It's not a crime, you know, it's appreciated. Anyway, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you very much. And please don't forget to share with other people. God bless you.